Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We praise you, O God. What a great line in that hymn. We praise you, O God, and how fitting on this Thanksgiving Day. And as I've done in the past couple of years, what I'd like to do is go through the hymn, the sermon hymn, and talk about it. And there's some wonderful words in here and very appropriate for Thanksgiving Day. And first of all, a little background on the hymn. This hymn was written by a woman named Julia Corey. And Julia Corey was born in 1882, and she was born to a family that had some music in the family. Her father was not only a school superintendent, but he was also a hymn writer. And so from an early age, she was hearing the music, and from early on, she was writing some hymns, apparently. Eventually, the organist at her church, and this was the Brick Presbyterian Church of New York, and the organist, J. Archer Gibson, asked her to write the lyrics to this particular piece. And she did so, and it was first sung on a Thanksgiving Day in 1902. So I thought this would be a great hymn for us to look at, and there's some fabulous words in this hymn. So first of all, verse 1 of our hymn, We Praise You, O God. We praise you, O God, our Redeemer, Creator. In grateful devotion, our tribute we bring. We lay it before you. We kneel and adore you. We bless your holy name. Glad praises we sing. We praise you, O God, our Redeemer and Creator. And as I think about those words, Creator and Redeemer, I think about the rainbow that Sharon pointed out to me in the parking lot this morning. And I was looking at my sermon notes, and she said, "Look at the rainbow!" And I looked up, and there was this beautiful, full rainbow that I could see. And what a marvelous reminder of our Creator God. And certainly the promises which our Creator has given to us. We have so much to be thankful for. Even on those days when we're feeling crummy, when we're frustrated, when a lot of things are going wrong, there is so much for us to be thankful for. As it says in the explanation to the first article of the Creed, I believe that God has made me in all creatures, that he has given me my body and soul, my eyes and ears, my reason, and all my senses, and he still takes care of them. He gives me clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, wife and children, land, animals, and all that I need to support this body and life. All this he does out of his fatherly divine goodness and mercy. And for all this, it is my duty to thank and praise, serve and obey him. This is most certainly true. Look at your hand, look at your foot, look at your body, and if you are a scientist and you've been studying the inner workings of the body, you're going to see an intricately amazing creation just as you look at yourself. And then you look around, you look at the rainbows, you look at the grass and the dogs and the cats and the creatures, and we have so much to be grateful for. And this universe, by the way, is still held together by the Lord. Scientists still haven't figured out exactly how this universe is held together. Well, we know the answer to that. So we thank the Lord today, our Creator God, who has created us. As it says in Psalm 95, O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God, and a great king above all gods. If you still have your hymnal open, and you may not, that's okay. I'm going to point something out for you as you look at this hymn, but also other hymns in the future. In the bottom right-hand corner of your hymn book, you're going to see Bible verses that are listed with these hymns. And what's neat is these Bible verses correlate with the particular hymns. And that psalm, Psalm 95, is one of those that's in the corner of your hymnal. So perhaps that could serve as a devotional time for you. If you're looking at one of the hymns, then you could look at the Bible verses down below. They're just a little trivia, but something I thought I'd point out to you. So we thank the Lord for him as our Creator and also as our Redeemer. If you look at the gospel lesson for today from Luke chapter 17, you're going to see Jesus, the Redeemer. Jesus, the Redeemer, came to restore the creation. As we know, Adam and Eve fell into sin, and we have fallen into sin, and we fall short of the glory of God. But Jesus was sent as the Redeemer to restore the creation, and in doing so, also to go to the cross for you and for me to die and rise. And in that gospel lesson, we see Jesus, who has compassion on the creation, and he heals the lepers. And for whatever reason, some of the guys didn't come back and thank the Lord, but there was that one who, in gratefulness for the healing of the infirmities, of the sickness, of leprosy, he thanked Jesus for what he has done. And today we thank our Lord Jesus for the healing which he has brought to us. We who have suffered from that sin sickness have been redeemed and bought back and healed by Jesus Christ. And it is his blood that cleanses us from all sin and all unrighteousness. Well, let's look at verse 2. We worship you, God of our fathers. We bless you. Through trial and tempest, our guide you have been. When perils overtake us, you will not forsake us. And with your help, O Lord, our struggles we win. I love that line, God of our fathers, and it reminds us that we have the God who is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He is the God of our ancestors. If you've done a genealogy, if you've done a study and you look back into the ancestry, maybe you can trace your family back to where the pilgrims came, maybe even farther. And we have the same God that took care of those that crossed the ocean to America. We have the same God who was with his people through various ups and downs, through various eras and epochs of history. And we have the same God who was there with the children of Israel as they wandered through the wilderness, and he supplied their needs. That's where Tim read our Old Testament lesson from Deuteronomy 8. Listen to these words from our Old Testament. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. Despite the disobedience and the frustrating nature of his people, God was faithful to them, and he was there with them in the wilderness as they wandered through, and he provided for their needs. And this God of our fathers, who has been faithful in all ages past, will be faithful to you in your life. He will be faithful to you even in the midst of the struggles and the situations of life. We see his track record of being faithful, even when we have been unfaithful. And we know that this God will continue to be faithful to us. And we look to his promises in his word. If you ever doubt the promises of God, look to his word. Read his word, which is for you, which gives his promises for you and for me. In the present struggles of this life, we can take heart because we have a strong Savior. Notice what Paul says in the epistle in Philippians chapter 4. I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In every and any circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Paul says that whatever circumstance he is in, he knows that because he has the Lord Jesus, he can be content. And may we also take these words to heart, that Jesus is sufficient. He is your all-sufficient Savior in whatever circumstance you are in. Let's take a look now at that third verse. With voices united, our praises we offer, and gladly our songs of thanksgiving we raise. With you, Lord, beside us, your strong arm will guide us. To you, our Redeemer, forever be praised. So as you're gathered around either the Thanksgiving table or as you have a chance to reflect on the blessings that God has given you today, may it be a time for you and me of thanksgiving to our God. A time of reflecting and a time of praise, even as we're joining our voices here today in praise to the Lord. Knowing that the God who is the same yesterday and today knows your future. He knows every day that has been ordained for you. He knows already what you are going to experience, and He is going to be there with you through the ups and the downs, because His strong arm will be there for you. His strong arm will guide you. And that is a reason for thanksgiving, because as the Lord says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. In closing, I want to share these words from Philippians 4. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, indeed will guard and guide your hearts on this day of thanksgiving.